Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. On yesterday's podcast, we talked about what a mental or nervous breakdown is.
Right.
And today we're going to start our conversations, because we're going to have...
Conversations?
Yes, there's going to be multiple conversations.
Okay.
About how we get our lives back in order after we have one of these episodes where we just kind of fall apart a little bit, where mm-hmm. we become overwhelmed and we just don't function very well. How do we get our life back on track?
Right. I have this wonderful book at home. It's called Getting to Calm,
right,
for parents. And when I think about our work, I think of getting to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But what we want to do is, after we've had a breakdown, and they're common,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
So after someone has experienced a breakdown, what do you have to do to get back to normal?
Right.
What is normal, and how do you get there?
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, as we mentioned yesterday, most people, at least 80% or so,
right,
we experience challenges in our life, but we right. never really experience a true mental illness or anything like that. But we have times where we become overwhelmed, where we get
right.
stretched a little too far, mm-hmm. we have too many things going on, and our body just kind of says,
yeah.
okay, time out.
Unless you have structured your life to have complete control, and,
mm-hmm.
I know some people, they happen to be single and childless,
mm-hmm.
and they have considerable control
mm-hmm.
over their daily
mm-hmm.
and weekly schedules. But it's because they have no obligations with a partner
right.
and no obligations with children. For everybody else who has a partner and a family and
mm-hmm.
children, you have less and less control over your schedule.
Right.
Okay, so because you have a lack of control,
mm-hmm.
that creates stress,
right.
and stress creates these breakdowns.
Right.
Okay, so we're not talking about psychotic breaks.
Right.
We're talking about the normal run-of-the-mill breakdowns that all of
right.
us experience.
Right.
Not true mental illness, but life's little challenges.
Right.
Okay, and what do you do? Although we could include some mental illness,
yeah.
like a depressive episode or a panic attack or something like that.
Right.
Well, so what do you do? How do you get back to normal? How do you get back on track?
And I think that we could even expand it a little bit more to even include, I don't want to say mild, but manic episodes
sure.
and some things like that.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
the things we're going to talk about today, mm-hmm. we refer to them as the core four, right? The main four things of diet, exercise, sleep,
right.
and stress management. When we have a breakdown, when we have one of these mental health crises, we'll just say,
mm-hmm.
and we aren't able to function very well, what tends to sort of correlate with that is, a complete disintegration or deterioration
right.
of
mm-hmm.
those four things. We're not managing stress very well. We're typically not sleeping very well. Our diet goes out the window.
Right.
And when I say diet, I don't mean calorie restriction or anything like that. I'm just talking about our nutrition
type
plan.
Of foods, right.
And then we're not exercising.
That's right. If you want to be healthy, you have to do those things. I mean, I'm sorry. We are all sorry, but you have to sleep well,
mm-hmm.
you have to eat well, and you have to exercise.
Right.
And you have to manage your stress. That's
right.
Those are the four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what happens in a breakdown is that's what breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
You lose control of those, and they start to unravel, and then you start to get either physically ill
right.
or emotionally
right.
ill. And so when we talk about getting back on track,
mm-hmm.
it's restoring those four things.
Exactly.
How do you regain control of those things?
Right. And we're talking about it today because that's the first thing you need to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're going to talk about relationships.
Right.
Well, you're not going to be able to work on your relationship if you're not healthy in these other ways.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because these other areas, this core four,
mm-hmm.
is going to be what makes you stable enough to be able
right.
to then work on the relationship and work on, getting back
That's
to
right.
work and some of the other things.
Yeah, if your diet falls apart, your food
food plan
intake mm-hmm. falls apart, you're going to have physical symptoms that are going right. to make you feel bad.
Exactly.
If you stop exercising, stress is going to go up. Mm-hmm. You're going to lose that the pleasurable right. feelings and the stress reduction that exercise brings.
If you're not sleeping
well, you're going to be cranky. You're going to be right. irritable. You're not going to be a good decision maker because your brain's going to be tired. You're going to have some brain fog.
Right. Okay?
So getting back to normal is getting these things patched together. We have frequently said, I like to explain to patients on occasion that, you know, you may need medication right. just to get you back to these things. Once you get back to normal, once you get back to a healthy state, then we can talk about reducing right. or eliminating the medication. Mm-hmm. So the medication is a bridge to get you back to normal.
Right. Okay?
It's not, you're not going to be, if these four things are out of focus,
mm-hmm. right.
the medication isn't going to compensate for that.
Right.
Okay. And many people do. Many people think they can continue to have an unhealthy lifestyle, mm-hmm. but medication will take care of it. Medication right. will keep you alive. It's not going to take care of
right.
these things.
And that's those are future podcasts that we're working
future
on.
Future podcasts,
because
right.
that's, you know, and it's not just being a little bit provocative in saying that, you know, it's extremely challenging, maybe frustrating, when you see a person in some of these situations and a person who's struggling in some of these ways, mm-hmm. and you say, you know what, this is what we need to do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go
see it
for
all the time.
I'm not going to go for a 30-minute walk.
No.
If you just cut out one television mm-hmm. program,
right.
one 30-minute television program that you watch every day, and instead of watching that, you went for a walk,
right.
your overall health would increase significantly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it.
It happens, you know, all the time.
The core thing of what we're talking about today is that if you want to get well and you want to stay well, you have to change.
And you have to change these four things.
And you have to start
these
with
these are the four
things
you change.
Right.
Because if these are out of focus, everything else is going to be.
Without, you know, it is common sense, but at the same time, it's, you know, I don't want to minimize it too much, but if what you've been doing has led to where you are, maintaining that is only going to keep you where you are or move things
right.
in a worse direction. You have to change. And I just think that a lot of people really have a difficult time with that.
I have a young man now in his 20s, and he refuses to make any of these changes.
Mm-hmm.
He's eating improperly.
Mm-hmm.
So he's all kinds of digestion problems, but he won't change the way he eats. Mm-hmm. I know enough about him now that he doesn't eat many raw foods. I mean,
right.
everything is cooked. He uses condiments to mm-hmm. excess, hot sauces and things to mm-hmm. bring flavor to his food. But it's not the kind of healthy, nutritious food that he needs. I could talk about his sleep. I could talk mm-hmm. about that. I could talk about everything. But just his food is throwing him off.
Right.
He doesn't sleep well either. But I've been seeing him a long time, and he refuses to make these changes.
Right.
He wants medication. He wants something else to take care of the symptoms.
Right.
He's not going to find it. And
right.
we keep having this discussion that he simply will not budge because he doesn't want to make these changes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So when it comes to, again, depression or anxiety or a mania or, you know, any kind of mental health symptoms that are causing you trouble,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to start with these four things
right.
to understand and to bring balance to your life.
Right.
And I would encourage you to not limit yourself, not restrict yourself to some of the things that we, you know, sort of are touted as this is what you need to be doing, or that's what you need to be doing. For example, you know, they say you have to have 8 hours of sleep per night.
Right.
You know, for some people, 8 hours of sleep a night is difficult to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're getting, you know, 6 or 7 hours of sleep a night, but that's, you're well rested afterwards.
That's right.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Don't try to force your body to do something that your body doesn't do. That said, don't sit up on your iPad until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. That's right.
You know, do things that you need to do to get to bed and sleep at a reasonable hour.
Knowing that the world functions, the Western world, mm-hmm. functions from approximately 8 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, whether it's school or work or stores or shopping. There are 24-hour day stores, but commerce, the business, the institutions of our country function from 8. So if you're not getting up until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're missing 60% of the day.
But even maybe more important than that is the fact that our body is made to be awake when the sun is up.
When the sun is up. That's right. There's a reason.
If you're sleeping until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're working against your biology, which isn't going to make you feel well. People who are on night shift, you know this already. Right. You know that even though you can sleep during the day, you don't feel right. If you've been doing it for years and years and years,
my uncles worked in steel mills, mm-hmm. okay? And steel mills were open 24 hours a day, and they worked in shifts. And I can remember as a child going to their houses and we had to be quiet because they were sleeping during the day, because they had to work at night, okay? They'd go to work at 6 or 7 o'clock and they would work all night and come back in the morning. But they always complained about it. Mm-hmm. What they were complaining about was circadian rhythms.
Right.
They were completely thrown off because that's not normal biological function.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you know, you have to attend to those things. Diet. You know, if you're having gastrointestinal problems all the time, mm-hmm. if you just feel like you don't have any energy and you don't look at what you're eating, because if you're eating junk food, you're fueling your body with junk food.
And just as sleep
has... Your body's just not going to feel right.
And just as sleep has a regular pattern, eating and elimination should have a regular pattern.
Right.
Okay, your body likes these rhythms,
right.
Whether it's your digestive system, your respiratory system, your sleep cycles. The body likes rhythms.
Right.
Okay, and when you start working against those, mm-hmm. you're inviting trouble.
Right. Mm-hmm. I completely get the idea of comfort food.
Sure.
But there's a reason that it's comfort food. And there's a reason that you need comfort food. It's because you keep eating it. You know, if you were eating well and you were exercising and you were sleeping well, you wouldn't need food to bring you comfort.
Yeah.
You would be feeling better anyways. Going for a jog or a walk or a bike ride or, you know, something like that is going to bring you some of that comfort.
Yeah, there's no question that the Western diet, with the high processed foods, high carbohydrate foods, is not good for you.
I mean,
there's little debate about that anymore. But you have to be willing to make those changes to put the kind of foods in your body that your body needs. These are the fuels that work your cells, and you can't trick your body.
Right.
You know, you can't keep eating all these processed foods and think my body doesn't know. Your body knows.
Right. And I know we're talking about this as though some of these changes are easy to make, and completely get that it's difficult to make, but get the help that you need to make the changes.
Right.
You know, again, if you want to prevent a breakdown, if you want to prevent some of these common mental health issues, mental health crises, then you have to take care of your body and encourage it to function in a way that promotes health.
That's
not in a way that's going to promote illness.
Yeah, we have this misunderstanding in this country of what therapists should be do, what therapists do and should be doing. In our practice, what we want to do is get you healthy.
Right.
I mean, it's not give you some tricks to use so that you can maintain an unhealthy lifestyle.
Right.
We want to help you get to a state of good health.
Optimal
and
health.
A state of good health is managing these four things.
Right.
Okay. Doesn't matter what you're struggling with. You have to be able to get back to these healthy ways of living.
Right.
And there's no trick here. We don't have a bag of tricks that we use to get you to function normally if you're not doing well.
Right.
It's how do we make you well?
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Together. So, and how do we do that together?
Right.
We know it's hard.
Right.
We had a discussion the other day that It is difficult to make any of these changes. It's difficult to regain a sleep cycle. It's difficult to change how you eat. It's difficult to start an exercise program.
Right.
But you have to start slowly. Start with one or two items.
Yeah, and you can't give up after a couple of days.
It's going
to
take a while.
Stick to it. Yeah.
We're going to be doing more work in that, in fact,
right.
about how long it takes. We understand that it takes a long time. We talk about forming new habits in 30 or 60 days. There's more to it than that.
Right.
And we acknowledge that it's hard. And we have to support each other.
Right. So yeah. So all right. Well, that is it for today. So again, to once you are working to get back to your normal self, your usual self, one way that you need to that you can get back there faster is to orient these four things, the core four, that's what we'll call them, your nutrition plan, your eating habits, your exercise, your sleep. And your stress management. Okay? And we have lots of podcasts that focus on all of those things, so check those out. What?
I can't call it the core four, but I'll tell you why later.
All right.
Okay.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.
Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning.